Hello and welcome to episode 45 of the Coached by Holls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. My God, it is freezing in the UK right now. I'm recording this on a Friday, ready to go out on Monday. Guys, if you are in the UK, how many times this week have you said to people, freezing in it? I don't think I've ever seen it where there is still snow on the motorways and where the midday sun doesn't melt the ice. Like, I don't think it's ever been minus six here, from what I can remember anyway. And I'm currently sat in my clothes, a jumper, a dressing gown and a blanket. Basically because I refuse to pay what feels like £10 a minute using the heaters in my apartment. Was that a bit dramatic? Yes, but it's still expensive. So by the time this episode comes out, it will be Monday and hopefully a little bit warmer. Now, last week's episode was my ins for 2025. This week's episode is my outs for 2025. Again, these are my outs, but these outs will help you to live healthier, feel happier and feel more confident in your own skin. So I would recommend taking some of these on board with you, especially this first one. Well, all of them, to be fair. So my first out, using filters when taking pictures of yourself or adding filters to your pictures. You are beautiful. Life is beautiful without filters. So let's start with the filters you put on pictures of yourself. If you only like and appreciate how you look with a filter on, that potentially makes you look completely different, how will you ever love what you see in the mirror? Does it take a little bit of getting used to taking selfies without filters on? Yes. But we have such a vast range of different filters that we have access to that will change your features completely, smooth out any imperfections. But your features are yours and you have to learn to accept them. Imperfections are normal and everyone has their own imperfections. Going back to last week's episode on my ins, and one of them was less time on social media, which links to this. How many times have you been on social media and seen a picture of a seemingly flawless Instagram model and then started to think negatively about yourself? 9 times out of 10, that photo is edited, or the model has an obscene amount of makeup on. There is no such thing as quote unquote perfect. The whole beauty business is literally built upon creating imperfections so that you buy their products. Social media really fuels insecurities. We compare ourselves to others when really there is no comparison to a photo that's edited to the high heavens or a model that's covered in makeup and airbrushed. It pushes this idea that we should be perfect, and it's just not a thing. So less time on social media and stop using filters, because you will only start to love your reflection when you aren't used to seeing your own face looking completely different. This is also true with photos you've taken of maybe cities, your meals, landscapes, anything else really. The world is beautiful without filters, just like you are beautiful without filters. One thing has really stuck in my mind. So it'll be, 2 years ago now. I was lucky enough to go back to Thailand and then over to Australia for the first time. And I remember one of the girls I was with, when we arrived onto one of the beaches in Thailand, she was really disheartened by the view. And she was like, oh, this doesn't look anything like it did on TikTok. And I was like, I looked around and I was on this absolutely stunning beach, blue waters, surrounded by palm trees. You can buy coconuts off one of the guys on the beach. The only reason she was so disheartened is because what she had seen on TikTok had been edited and filtered to the high heavens and created this expectation. And when the real thing didn't meet the expectation, she was disappointed. So I really think we need to stop using filters, stop creating such high expectations, because everyone's going to continuously be disappointed. The world is beautiful without filters, so stop putting them on. Wow, I got a bit angry there. Out number two, stop people pleasing or putting others' needs ahead of your own or having an excess focus on making others happy at the expense of your own wants and needs. I used to be so guilty of this. And you don't realize how draining it is until you stop. But I have stopped and I feel so much better for it. Is it hard? Yes. But the more you do it, the easier it'll get. And a reframe that I really like to use is, again, I think I mentioned it in a previous episode, if you fill your own cup first, then you're able to pour into others a lot easier and a lot better. So bring awareness to this. We often cover up people pleasing with, oh, I'm just a nice person, or I like helping others, which is great. But if you're constantly doing that for other people, you're not going to do it to yourself, and it can lead to burnout and you will just feel drained. Something to journal on, perhaps. I would question, do you have a strong need for social acceptance? Do you feel the need for validation from others? Do you feel discomfort in standing up for what you want? If you were to ask to be do some, what? If you were asked to do something by someone and you say no and they get annoyed, they are the problem, not you. And I think it's super important to remember that not everyone will like you, and that's okay. Out number three, stop glorifying stress and constantly being busy. There is such a hustle culture flying around at the minute, and it's great to some extent. People are pushing themselves, people are pushing comfort zones and working hard, but you need to make time for rest and recovery as well. You need time to slow down, or you will inevitably burn out. You don't have to be stressed all the time to be successful. Really, stress is a choice. And actually, if you are less stressed, then you're likely to be more productive. I genuinely think people just like to tell others, oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I'm so busy. Like it puts them on a pedestal. Like it's a good thing. Like it puts them above everyone else because, oh, I'm so stressed. I'm so busy all the time. Let's normalize slowing down. Let's normalize, God, I'm really struggling to talk today. Let's normalize taking time off, because allowing time for these things will actually end up making us more successful. Not being constantly stressed, not being constantly busy and burning yourself out. That's not good for anyone. Next out, allowing your own limiting beliefs to stop you from achieving greatness. I hear it all the time. I'm too old. I'm not strong enough. I won't be able to do that. The story you tell yourself really matters. If you tell yourself you're too old, you won't even try. If you tell yourself you can't, you won't even try. So you'll never know. But 9 times out of 10, if you actually give it a go, you would be able to do it. It's a belief, not a fact. And if you tried something and you weren't able to do it, well, at least you can say that you tried. final out. That should never have been an in the first place. But to be honest, none of the above should ever have been an in. But people are still trying to push this, and it's still quite a big trend. But my final out is anything to do with biohacking or balancing your hormones or optimizing your health. No, you don't need to monitor your blood glucose levels, unless you're diabetic, of course. Your pancreas does that for you. No, you don't have to try and balance your hormones with an expensive drink that you can buy on TikTok. No, you don't have cortisol face. That literally isn't a thing. No, you don't have to follow a carnivore diet to get the best results. You don't have to incorporate intermittent fasting to boost your cell health. You don't have to cut out sugar. Well, unless you want to live a miserable life. People telling you to do all of these things are stealing energy from your life. Energy that, if put into increasing your daily step count by a couple of thousand, or putting that energy into a few resistance sessions during the week, would be enough to significantly improve your health markers. I suppose that could be another in, actually. Follow reputable people in the industry. So what I'll do actually is, if you want a bit of a social media clear out, I'll pop my favourite people in the industry in the show notes of this episode, just so you can have a little bit of a social media clear out and follow people who actually know what they're talking about and that are evidence-based. Okay, that is us done for the day. Thank you so much for listening. Like always, my DMs, emails are always open for any questions that you might have. If you are ready for support with coaching, then details of how to contact me will be in the show notes. A little goal this year of mine on the podcast is to get more guests on. So I do have a few things in the pipeline for that. So keep a lookout. As always, thank you for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.